Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to continue our conversation about success with an article written by Benjamin Hardy. Right. And this is from Medium.com. Mm-hmm. It's a great source. And in fact, a lot of the articles that we got this week come from Medium because they have these nice curated little sections. And, you know, when you look up success, man, they've got a lot of stuff.
Right. And Benjamin Hardy is one of a major contributor to this. And someday, Benjamin Hardy, we're talking to you now directly, I'd be interested in knowing how you selected motivational psychology as a field of study.
Absolutely.
So we'd like to interview. I think I'd like to interview him someday.
Yeah, he's a PhD candidate.
Right, he's a PhD candidate, specializing in motivational psychology, and I'd love to talk to you more about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The title of this blog article is 30 Behaviors That Will Make You Unstoppable.
Right.
Now, we're not going to go through all 30. We're just going to hit, you know, 7 or 8 or so.
We're going to hit the ones that I like.
We're going to hit the ones that you like because he said so.
Right.
But these are things that people do, especially, you know, we think about the elite, elite athletes and the people who are really successful in business and those kind of things. These are things that they do that make them unstoppable and make it to where they will succeed. And I love this topic because I remember back, we talked about it before, and we've talked about it before in a previous podcast, in passing, but I think it was an ESPN special or something like that on Cristiano Ronaldo, the soccer player. Mm-hmm. And they were just looking at what he could do, you know, how hard he could kick the ball and, you know, kicking the ball in the dark, you know, being able to anticipate and predict. That was fantastic. And there was a sports psychologist on there, and one of the things that she said is, he is as good as he is because he believes that he is as good as he is.
Right.
And so when he is in a foot race with somebody to get to a loose ball or something, he believes that he's going to get there first, and that belief, you know, makes him unstoppable.
Right.
So there's some things that we're going to talk about in here that will help make you unstoppable in achieving your goals, achieving your aspirations, especially as we're getting close to 2018.
Right. And one of the things we should say when we talk about success, and these are going to be two recurring themes throughout the week. One is, what is success?
Right.
And several of the things we're going to talk about is what is success?
Mm-hmm.
How do we define it? How do we know we've achieved it?
Right.
And when do we know we haven't?
Mm-hmm.
And what should we be pursuing?
Right.
What is success? And the second thing is, how do I get there?
Right.
How do I get to success? So we had a podcast yesterday, and it was about the 7 seconds, you know, of successful people break tasks into manageable pieces and do that manageable piece as well as you possibly can.
Right.
And so today we're going to talk about 30 other ways Benjamin Hardy talks about that you can do to achieve success.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what's your first one?
Number three.
And number three says, don't be motivated by money or anything external.
Right. And we teach this day after day after day.
We have talked about this so many times because the difference between internal or intrinsic and extrinsic motivation, the most powerful, the most effective type of motivation is intrinsic motivation.
Intrinsic.
Doing something because that is what you really want to be doing.
It's your decision.
Mm-hmm.
You have ownership.
Right.
And it's important to you and you value it.
Right.
And that's why you do it. You're not getting anything. It's what you do. It's who you are.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So being motivated by that intrinsic drive as opposed to some external something that, you know, quite frankly, you end up not caring about at some point.
And we see it all the time with college students who say, well, no, I have to major in business because I want to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about business? I don't like anything about it.
Right.
I just have to make a lot of money, so I have to major in business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so sad because they would really rather be a forest ranger or a marine biologist. But this is what they feel that they need to do because of the external motivator.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the second?
Second is number four.
Never be satisfied.
Right, right.
Yeah, so... And I do like this one because this to me gets back to my my need for ideas. We have joked before on the podcast, and we joke here in the office often about, you know, I like ideas.
When Bernie comes in the morning and says, I have an idea, I run to my office and I close the door. Because
I did that this morning.
He did it to say, what a way to start the day. Hey, I have a great idea.
Come here and talk to me.
And I said, that's right. Come here, I have an idea to run by you.
Yeah.
And I just shudder with fear.
But to me, it's the idea of never being satisfied because it is, where are we going next?
That's right.
Because next is, you know, we've achieved this.
We did.
So now let's do something else.
We achieved a success when we first started our practice.
Right.
We were in a little office and we were successful and however you want to measure that. But we needed to grow.
Right.
Okay. And now we've reached that same point here and we need to grow again.
Right.
So I don't think either of us is ever going to be satisfied.
Right. Right?
But that's what propels you. That's what motivates you to move forward.
I was talking to somebody yesterday about the podcast and I said, we post 6 podcasts a week.
Right.
He goes, 6?
Right. That's people's reaction.
But you know, when we started doing the podcast, it was once a week, and then it was okay, maybe every once in a while, you know, those kinds of things. But the idea was always to do as much as we can.
Right.
And so, you know, we found some different mechanisms and different ways to do it. And
now
we've gone through this entire year doing 6 podcasts a week.
Right. The math doesn't work out perfectly, but
It's a lot.
When we're finished at the end of the year,
On December 30th, we will post our last podcast for the year, and it'll be number 300.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, we work hard to try to get as much posted and as much presented as possible.
Right.
Because we think that's what's, you know, it's important to get this information to folks.
Right.
And now, you know, as we've talked about with our Patreon page and everything else, our plan is to do more.
Right.
You know,
that's what we talk about with the Patreon page.
Yes.
That's right.
We want to do more. We just need some help to get more time to be able to do more.
Exactly.
Because we want to do more workshops and more discussions about stuff.
We discovered inadvertently that there are 168 hours in a week.
Yes.
And couldn't do anything about that.
Can't do anything about that.
We tried to squeeze.
I need a turner.
We're working on it.
Yeah. Right. I need a time turner from Harry Potter. If we could do that, then
we'd be in business.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, next one.
Yep. What's the next one?
Now, I'm going to skip down to number 8.
Yep. Don't be afraid of the consequences of failure.
Right.
So once again, this is something we've talked about before, but crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Crucial.
Right.
Failure is a necessary.
Yeah. I don't care about failure. I'm going to fail once in a while because we're always reaching, we're always striving, we're always growing, and you can't expect 100% success.
Absolutely.
If you get 100% success, you're not stretching hard enough.
You're not really testing yourself.
That's right.
If you are always 100%.
Right. It's your.
That's our problem with, you know, schools and classes where everybody has straight A's.
Right.
Okay,
if you're all getting A's,
wrong.
We talked about that in class the other night. Everybody wants to get an A, but if everybody gets an A, it's because something's not right here.
Right.
You know, you should be stretching a little farther than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's another topic for another day, but
So the next one is number 10. Never stop learning.
Right. Right. And this goes along with several of the articles that we're going to be talking about this week.
Right.
They talk about success is not the destination, it's the journey.
Right.
And you have to keep learning. You have to keep growing. You have to keep pushing and you have to keep pressing yourself, that you never stop learning. And one of the articles that we're going to discuss this week is about the idea of an apprenticeship.
Right.
Where you become better and better. It takes a long time, But over time, you get better and better and better, and you never stop being an apprentice.
Right.
If you do, no, you don't. You never stop becoming an apprentice.
And I think that this goes along very well with the idea of never being satisfied.
Right.
If you recognize that there's always more to learn, there's always new things to learn. What I did this morning is I met with some students and did some supervision work this morning with different people. But as I was getting ready for that, I started looking up some things to prepare for supervision. Right. And I was in a, I was looking at books and, for some classes that we're teaching and everything. And, you know, I ended up downloading, I think, 12
How many
books.
Did you really?
I did.
You said you got more than one.
I did. I ended up downloading like 12 books because...
What, on Kindle?
On my little electronic ebook store. Now, I mean, I got to find time to read them now, but fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and each of them provides something different, and so you never stop learning. There's always more things to learn and to expand yourself.
Right. Yep.
So, what's next for you?
I like number 13.
Number 13, completely own it when you screw up.
That's a little more difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we talk about that with our kids. Oh, he never takes responsibility for what he does wrong. He never, you know, acknowledges what he did that caused that to happen.
Right.
A lot of times adults don't do that.
We don't either.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
Because as we said earlier, it's okay to fail.
Right.
Right? It's okay to come up short once in a while. You're not always going to succeed.
Yeah.
But when you do mess up, when you do screw up, go ahead and admit it.
Yeah.
Okay, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Because that's how you're going to learn. You say, okay, this was my fault.
Yeah.
This was my shortcoming.
Right.
These are the things I didn't do, or these are the things I didn't do well. Mm-hmm. So now I have to fix those.
Yep.
And I can't fix them if I don't own them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So the next one is number 22. And that is...
For me too.
Never be jealous or envious of someone else's accomplishments.
Right.
This one to me is hard.
Is it?
This one's difficult for me. Because I'll tell you why. We know... This may not be a surprise for those of you listening or watching this, but we talk a lot about plans and ideas and aspirations and where we want to take things. And it is frustrating to me.
Oh, I know where you're
when I see... We have this idea and we're like, man, this is a great idea. And we start looking at it and we have... Time
putting
usually
it together.
Oftentimes it's time limitations that prevent us from being able to get it done in the manner or the time frame in which we want.
We have the idea and we say, okay, let's do that in February. Okay, let's set time aside in February. Let's dedicate February and we'll do that.
Yep. And then we get an email or there's some link somewhere that shows that somebody else just did it.
Right.
Oh man, that makes me so frustrated.
Right.
Because had we been able to dedicate the time to do it...
That's why we always talk about needing the time.
Right.
Because we could do these things a little more quickly.
Right. So if there's any of you out there listening, whether you want to support us on Patreon, or if you know how to build apps, if you know... I'm soliciting help. If you know how to build... I have a book of app ideas. And I've been trying to learn how to build apps for a while now, and it's just hard to... carve out the time to learn because that's a difficult language to speak.
Yes, it is.
But if any of you out there know how to do that and you're interested, let's talk.
Contact us.
Because, man. That one's difficult for me. Right. Because
It's not really envy.
It's just, man, it's just disappointment that we didn't get to work on the things that we wanted to work on in the timely of a manner that we hoped to do so. So the next one is number 28.
Right? Oh, I love this one.
Start before you're ready.
Right.
Now, I have no problem with this one.
Right.
I'm ready to start all the time. Let's go.
But I absolutely, and I'm going to put this up in my, I don't know whether I'll put it up in my home office or my work office. The Chinese proverb.
Mm-hmm.
The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago.
Right.
The second best time is now.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to live by that one.
Yeah. It's great. Because
so simple, but so elegant.
And it goes along with what we were just talking about with the last one. You just got to get started. Working on it.
Just start.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. We talk to people all the time who say, well, I'd like to do this and I'd like to do this and I'd love to write. And go home, leave here and go home and write.
Yeah.
No, don't wait.
Yeah.
You know, you should have started 2 years ago, but.
Yeah. It's okay.
This is now
it's just as good a time now.
This is the second best time.
That's right. So, it's good stuff.
And then the last one
is number 29.
Is it 29 or 30?
29. If you need permission, you probably shouldn't do it.
Right. I see people do this all the time. Yeah. Well, what do you think I should do? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? If you have to ask, don't do it. You're not asking for permission. You're asking for approval. You're asking for somebody to agree that that's a good decision.
Right. And what does that mean?
That's almost always wrong.
Right.
What do you want to do?
Right.
You know, you're capable of doing many things. But when you lie in bed at night, awake, alone, what do you really want to do? And that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to do it, because many of us made those kind of decisions. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know whether I can or not, so maybe I shouldn't. No, if that's what you really want to do, go do it. You know, you'll know that it's yours when you don't have to ask anybody.
Right. And that's a great point. A second way to interpret this, and this is the way that I interpreted this one, is that if you need permission, then that probably means you aren't as committed to it as should be.
That's right.
Even if you think you want to do it, even if in your, you know, when you're laying in bed at night and you think, this is what I'd really like to be doing, if you need to ask permission, that means that you may not or probably aren't committed enough to take control and get it done yourself.
You're using somebody else's commitment. Right. You're using somebody else's agreement. You're using somebody else's energy.
Mm-hmm.
Do what's yours.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So when you will know when it's yours, because then you're going
to
be, I'm just doing it.
I don't have to ask anybody.
Right.
I don't need anybody's approval. I don't need anybody's assent.
Right.
You know, do you think I should go to Europe this year? The answer would be no.
Right.
Because you wouldn't be asking me if you were sure.
That's a strange example. Do you think I should start a new business? Do you think I should ask my boss for a raise?
No.
Yeah. Because if you're...
It's an automatic.
Right, because if you're not committed to it, if you're asking for permission or again, permission is a little bit different than getting somebody else's impression. You know, what do you think about this or what do you think about that? What do you think about taking a trip, or what do you think about asking for a raise, or what do you think about this business idea? That's different. That's information gathering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you're asking somebody with the plan that, if they say, yes, I'm going to do it, or I'm going to try to do it, it's the intent of the question and not necessarily the question itself.
That's right. Yeah. I have this idea. Should I do it this way or this way?
Right.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of gathering information to see if I should do it this way, or this way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So
barring somebody's expertise is different than
wanting
somebody's assent or approval.
Absolutely. Right. So there's a little bit different. But
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good stuff.
Yeah.
So, but... Hey, there's a whole bunch more.
20 more.
Yeah.
Right.
So check those out, and the link is in the show notes. You'll enjoy the list, because the 30 behaviors are certainly things that we all can work on to improve and make things better for ourselves.
And I think everybody would probably find different. These were my favorites. Everybody will find different ones that speak to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So read through those and see what you think.
Right.
All right. So, we already mentioned Patreon, so definitely check that out.
Right.
Like us, follow us, subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play Music or YouTube or wherever you might be enjoying this podcast. And keep in touch with us. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, so that we can keep making it better and share it with other people. The more that you like it and share it and subscribe and all that good stuff, the more people that are going to follow us. And, you know, so we'd love to see some ratings and reviews on iTunes and, love the comments and ideas and suggestions and on YouTube. Some of you guys have been writing to us there, and we try to respond to everybody. So it's great stuff.
Yes, sir.
So, all right. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.